This is a podcast from policyreview.tv.
Right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for arriving so promptly. I'm John O'Leary, I edit Policy Review magazine. People outside this room probably think that international activity in the education field is all about the leading universities and just possibly some of the top independent schools. But further education has been increasingly active itself, as you all know. 80,000 students in the last year, worth £50 million to the economy. That's a significant sum for national and particularly for regional economies, but absolutely vital for the colleges themselves. We're here today to discuss how we can keep that figure up, maintain it through global recession and public spending cuts, and if possible, increase it. And we're here today about new markets, from Kazakhstan to the Gulf States to all sorts of other areas. I was in Malaysia last week at an international conference where there was interest not just in higher education but in further education as well. And although it was an Asian conference, there were 20 Saudi universities alone represented at it, which shows, I think, the increasing interest in parts of the world which haven't been regular customers of English education and Scottish educational institutions. The array of really quite eminent speakers we have today is testimony to the importance of that task. You'll be able to take up visa questions with Phil Woolis, the Minister responsible for the UK Borders Agency, and I know there's continuing unease about the position of students coming for Level 3 qualifications under the Tier 4 arrangements. And given his performance in previous conferences of this type, I know he'll be perfectly happy to answer your questions and hopefully allay some of your fears on that count. We'll also hear from Keith Vaz, one of the most senior politicians on the Labour benches and chair of the Home Affairs Select Committee, who will be here after lunch. There's a number of speakers, naturally, from the FE sector itself to give first-hand advice, and people such as Anthony McLaren to mark your card about his new regime at the Quality Assurance Agency. He'll be coming hot foot from the launch of the consultation on the new Quality Assurance Framework, so it couldn't be more topical in his case, but there'll also be Dominic Scott, an expert in a number of fields. The agenda should leave plenty of time for you to voice your own concerns and to raise questions with speakers. The higher education equivalent of this conference, which Phil Willis also attended, we could have filled the entire day with questions just to him. And I'm sure that you all have plenty similarly. We'll be looking at supporting international students, at how to ensure the quality of provision and providing an excellent student experience, which I know is a difficult area for many colleges dealing with international partners who may make comparisons with much better funded universities. And we're going to talk a little about how you deal with that. I know, too, that competition is intensifying. US figures that came out last week showed that while graduates and undergraduates make up by far their largest numbers, it was non-degree courses that had shown the greatest growth over the last decade. And with President Obama reinvigorating international activity in the education sphere, that challenge is bound to grow. Similarly, from other parts of the continent where vocational education is strong and the international outlook is growing. The outlook for government funding of FE, we all know, is bleak, whichever party is in power. We're not certain that schools will be protected, but no one is pretending that further education will be. So we have to plan for other sources of revenue. And the UK's reputation for taking vocational education to other parts of the world stands colleges in good stead. Hope today will give you a chance to maximise those opportunities and to get an idea of good practice across the country. We're going to start with a scene-setting session. That will...